Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience, Chris Mack out at Louisville. Episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. WinBet is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, Arizona, and coming soon to Louisiana. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $10 and get $200 in free bets. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as $15,000 with one entry. Head over to StableDuel.com and get started today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy, BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below the belt grooming. Head over to manscaped.com. Use that promo code SGP for 20% off your first order and free shipping. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. It is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. So grab it and let it ride.
What's up, everybody? This is Cameron Krog from Loyola Chicago Ramblers, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride. Shout out to the Broad Stop. Thank you, guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the College Basketball Experience. Chris Mack out as head coach of Louisville episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Yes, we are talking college ball. And you better believe. You better believe I brought the co-host with me. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Well.
Perfect for Louisville episode.
Yeah. Cash has been moving everything around them for a while now.
Yes, and we're also joined by third man in the booth here, the DFS god himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's up, guys?
Yes, we are here talking.
Salute you.
Yes, we salute you, NC Nick. We salute you, Patty C. We salute me.
I salute you,
Corey. Yeah, well, I don't know, some shit like that, right? But look, this is the College Basketball Experience that we are talking right now. No handicaps on games right now. This is just an episode about one of the more legendary, one of the more, I would say, one of the do we call them a blue blood?
Programs?
Yeah. the Louisville Cardinals. I know Papa John kind of fucked up. I mean, this let's be honest. This athletic department has been a mess for a long time. Chris Mack was relieved of his duty as a head coach of Louisville. They gave him $4.5 million to get the fuck out of town. So I'm not going to complain about him. I'm not going to feel sorry for him, I should say. Now begs the question, obviously, can the assistant, I don't know. Who was the interim head coach? I don't even remember if I got that information, but can they muster up anything? The ACC is still kind of wide open. I know there's a big lead for Florida State. It seems like in Notre Dame on the rest of the conference, not that big. Mike Pegasus.
I don't know how to pronounce that name.
Well, regardless, I was shocked that they did it in the middle of the season. I thought Chris Mack they'd at least give him the year to, cause you've seen stories where it looks like a coach, Patrick Ewing last year, ends up winning the Big East tournament. They get in the tournament and hey, the fans are relaxing a little bit, even though I do expect him to be fired this year too. And I think when you look around the college basketball landscape, I think, yeah, Tom Crean's probably going to get fired at Georgia. I think, Jeff Capel might be fired at Pitt. Patrick Ewing probably going to get fired at Georgetown. And then you have the Louisville job. So I would say that Louisville and Georgetown would probably be the two biggest jobs out there this off season, with Louisville probably being the top choice.
There's no probably.
Yeah.
Louisville's a better job than Georgetown.
I wonder though, with the NIL, Georgetown's got money. Louisville's got money.
Georgetown, oldest Catholic school in America, if I'm not mistaken.
That's the school that's got money. They don't talk about the NIL. They could be nasty.
Georgetown has been like a real player in a long time. Louisville has.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Even though they were paying prostitutes to fuck half the team.
Dude, that's small peanuts these days. That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's a slap on the wrist.
That kind of work can be done over the weekend.
That's the first recruiting visit.
Yeah.
Come on. That's the unofficial visit right now.
When you go to Coppin State, that happens.
Right. Let me say this. We're talking about blue blood, potentially, Louisville, number 26 most wins of any college basketball program of all time. But Mack was the seventh highest paid coach in college basketball. So yeah,
I would say it kind of is. They won a national championship the past 10 years. They were also, I mean, didn't they? They went to the national championship or might have won one in the 80s, if memory serves me correct, with Purvis Ellison.
Yeah.
Where do you think they go? There's a lot of speculation that Bruce Pearl is that guy. Patty C, by the way, texting us. Bruce Pearl's a great guy last night. I love him. He sold Patty C on that 86th Cutlass Supreme.
Here you go. Number 10 win percentage all time, because they got started a little later. That's a blue
number
blood.
10. They're a blue blood. They're a blue blood. And that's a city, by the way, that I think with NIL, they could be a sleeping giant.
Yeah.
Where do they turn? You think Bruce Pearl? Here's my question. If they go Bruce Pearl, who's been known to drop bags.
He's a likable son of a gun. I don't care what you guys say.
He's dropped bags everywhere he's ever been.
True.
But now it's legal. Dude,
dropping bags is legal. I was about to say.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But do they want a guy with a sketchy history? Because they let's be honest, there's like been a cloud going over Louisville, whether it was Bobby Petrino, whether it was Rick Pitino. Chris Mack with the whole ordeal with his old assistant coach or his old coach that, you know, just this last year, there has been chaos with this athletic department from the AD, you know, they've just been a mess recently.
What
I'd
was
say.
The deal? It was like a extortion situation.
Yeah,
going
yeah,
on.
It's just been a fucking mess of a program lately. If you go, I don't think they care. And I don't think they should care. I think you go for Bruce Pearl.
Almost like the SEC. They're going to go after whoever.
Yeah. They should be in the SEC.
Yeah.
The only thing is
if Kentucky would let them, they'd already be there.
Yeah. They fit right in the SEC.
Let's face it. They should go after Rick Pitino.
They should.
They should. What if they just say fuck it? And no, they would. The media would give him a hard time.
Fuck that.
Look what he's doing at Iona. He's killing it.
Right.
So what do you think though? Bruce Pearl, I've heard Nate Oates' name mentioned. I told you, I mean, Steve Forbes of Wake Forest doing a great job. I've heard Billy Donovan, who's the head coach of the Chicago Bulls right now.
They're doing pretty well in the NBA though.
Yeah. Any big job. Billy Donovan is the Bill Cowher of basketball.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, Bill Cowher's retired, but Billy Donovan has showed no interest in coming back to the college game
in 15
Any
years.
Big job that opens up, Billy Donovan.
Yeah.
What makes you think he's going to come back?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
My question with Oates or Pearl or Will Wade is the Louisville job better than their current job?
Potentially. Is I think Auburn better? Might. I think Auburn might be a hard sell compared to Louisville.
I didn't realize Donovan.
He
State.
Has Auburn at number one. Sorry, Patty.
I know, but they barely. By the way, they should have lost last night.
Against Missouri.
Yeah. If
you saw how they celebrated after beating Kentucky, then you knew that was coming. Mm. So they still got the win. You know, it's okay.
That's a little bit of a red flag when you beat Missouri by 1 point. Hey. I don't think Gonzaga would have lost to, or it wouldn't have been a game.
They were ranked number one for the first time in the program history. They're bound to like,
else do we see this year? Purdue was ranked number one the first time in history, and they lost to Rutgers. Now that was a half court game winner.
Yeah,
but in a similar vein, I think they got very fortunate to get that win last night. But what do we think though? I mean, is there any other emerging coaches that you think could they go for a King Rice at Monmouth? Is that too big of a jump?
I don't know.
What about
Forbes at Wake Forest makes sense. I mean, because that is. Even though it's within the ACC, that is a step up. I mean, Louisville can put up more money than Wake Forest.
Yeah. Yeah. What about, I mean, I just wonder maybe they go for the assistant round, any assistants that are big names.
Well, let me ask you this are there coaches that are off the table that like they wouldn't go for? Like, I assume Louisville is kind of like a hotshot program that wants to get 5-star recruits. So a Tony Bennett might not be what they're going after.
I don't think they want Tony Bennett. He's the opposite of their
MO.
Yeah.
Well, ultimately that was Chris Mack's downfall, I think, because he wasn't recruiting freshmen that good at all. He was bringing in a bunch of transfers.
Yeah.
When he was hired coming over from Xavier, I thought it was a slam dunk hire. I thought it was a great hire. Being a Duke fan, I was like, oh shit, Louisville's going to be legit.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were good under him, especially his first couple seasons. This year he just never put it together. Every year it was like starting from scratch. It was bringing a bunch of transfers, try to get them to gel and mold. And this year it just wasn't coming together. And sure enough, that was his downfall.
What about John Beilein? Too old, right?
Well, once again, that's another name that we always throw about with openings, but does he want to coach anymore?
Yeah.
You know who would be freaking perfect?
Who's that?
Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
Huggy Bear.
He's old though.
He wants to win a national championship though before he fucking hangs it up. And he will play Louisville. Dude,
he's from West Virginia.
Yeah. That's I think he's happy where he's at. Dude,
he's not happy because he's not winning. He's not advancing beyond what?
He got him to a Final Four.
Yeah.
Yeah. How he got W. It was a while ago. He got him to a Final Four though.
I'm just trying to think of,
he's also too old for his name to have any cachet.
What do you think about Louisville's not? What about like a Kim English? He's having a great first year at George Mason. He's a great recruiter. Would they take a look?
Too big of a jump. Too early.
So,
he's not ready.
So what do you think they're going to do then?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, you hear those names, those like three SEC coaches, Pearl, Wade, and Oates. I'm like, and
Forbes.
I don't know.
Forbes also, I heard.
Forbes makes a lot of sense.
Could they get Matt Painter?
What about Eric Musselman?
Yeah,
Matt Painter.
That could be a possibility. Musselman.
I could completely see Musselman at Louisville. Painter
is a perfect fit, actually. Musselman at Louisville.
Yeah, I don't see Painter at Louisville. Painter's like Tony Bennett to me. Yeah. Like, what about Underwood? No, he's from Illinois. He's going to stay there, right?
Guess so. Sampson.
Yeah.
Sampson might be too old, but I think they should consider him. Why would you not call him?
Nate Oates.
Yeah. Cause he's from, I think the Northeast. Which it's
close enough. Yeah.
Well, and also he's kind of struggling at Alabama this year. So
he would probably be a nice pull for them.
Yeah. I just wonder, I mean, if it's gotta be one of those guys, right? Cause they want to make a splash higher. Who else could they lure? What about TJ Otzelberger maybe, but he wouldn't jump ship again. Dude.
I think you hit the nail on the head with Musselman.
Yeah. Musselman. I could totally see that. Shaka Smart. No, he's going to stay at Marquette. He's home. I always see Kevin Willard's name or Ed Cooley mentioned for new hirings. Do you think potentially, you know, they go the Seton Hall route or the Providence route and try to steal the poach their coach?
Dude, those guys haven't been killing it.
Well, I mean, Providence is first place in the Big East right now.
Yeah, right now and on January 26th.
Dude, they just beat Xavier at Xavier.
Can talk about Ed Cooley's hair?
That's dude, another episode.
How far has Ed Cooley taken a team in the NCAAs?
I'm just telling you, he was mentioned for every job that I see open. I always see. Didn't he almost land the? I feel like in the past year he was speculated to be hired at I think it was Michigan when they hired Juwan Howard. I thought Ed Cooley was a finalist.
Well, unfortunately, there could be a lot of speculation. Doesn't mean he's a serious candidate, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. So, gun to your head, make a prediction, guys. Patty, see who they're going to hire.
Ooh, I think they're going to go and get Rick Pitino.
No. I wish.
What about Brian Dutcher, San Diego State?
Come on.
No, too big of a jump.
Do we? Dude, really? I think Musselman's the answer.
Yeah, Musselman.
Is that a
unanimous? I wasn't thinking of that, but that's a great. That's a perfect fit.
There you go. You heard it here first. What about what's my guy's name at Creighton? McDermott.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, look, Musselman to Louisville. You heard it here first on the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Tell a friend. We talk college basketball year round here. And also we talk college football year round on the College Football Experience feed. Subscribe over there. Also the USFL gambling podcast, that season kicks April 16th, and subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. So subscribe to all of those, all four of those, and you'll be fine. Get the SGPN app. It's free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. You'll have access to all of our picks, podcasts, and content. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And yeah, this is the College Basketball Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.